In case you didn't know, January is
National Divorce Month.
Scott Trout is CEO of the law firm Cordell & Cordell, online at CordellCordell.com, and he says year after year, the first quarter of the year after the holidays is the peak time for divorce, and you're never too old to start.
This gentleman in his 80s was determined he wanted to continue the dating scene in his 80s, but he wanted a divorce, and he did.
The old song notwithstanding, breaking up isn't so very hard to do.
You know, they argue over plates and forks and knives or the dog. You know, I've had clients who spend $40,000 over custody of a dog when, you know, you can go purchase one for $1,000.
Or less, maybe. Then there was the frantic call Scott got one Christmas day.
She had moved out, and he opened the drawer, and all of the silverware was missing. His wife was there that morning dropping off presents for the kids, and she decided to go ahead and divide the personal property herself without talking to her spouse. And he said, what do I do? Well, you go to Target and buy yourself some silverware.
Plastic, perhaps. Observing divorce month, now or later, can lead to literal turf wars.
This couple decided to stay in the same residence, which made sense financially, but then they took it to another level. One went upstairs and installed an alarm system with a motion detector going to the stairs, and another one went to the basement and installed a motion detector going to the basement, and then they went even further and decided to take yellow tape, and on the main floor they divided it nearly in half so that the other wouldn't cross over into the other side's territory.
Scott's worst divorce case? Maybe this one.
You know, we had a guy who came in with a diary he had found of his wife, and he said, you know, it was all the men that she had been with during both before and during the marriage, and he said the thing that hurt the worst was the last entry was not him, it was his brother.
You never know what'll cause a divorce.
And I had a client come in, in fact, had insult to injury. His wife was pregnant with twins, and I asked him why he wanted to file for divorce. And he said, look, I was in the middle of a Super Bowl on my PlayStation in the NFL, and she turned it off and erased my season.
Well, no wonder. Oh, and let me be the first to say, Happy Valentine's Day. The Offbeat. I'm Jim Bohannon.